Let it rip.
You're on.
Another person is going to give birth to a septic system.
That's right.
Good evening, everybody. Statement of compliance I gave to you, Carolyn. Do I have to read that every time, do I?
Yes, you do.
Give the date.
Yes. Today's date, December 3rd, 4th. Mm-hmm. In compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act, this is a regular meeting of the Township Board of Health. I'm retired. I don't know what day it is. Every day is Saturday.
Yeah, that's right.
Regular meeting of the Township Board of Health has been published in the Hunter Review. The agenda was posted on the Township Bulletin Board and, as a courtesy, posted on the Township website. Official action will be taken at this meeting. Now that that's out of the way, I'd like to ask everybody to please stand for the flag salute and also say a silent prayer for the people in North Carolina who still have no relief.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everybody.
Okay. Ms. Brandmeier?
Here.
Ms. Jankowski?
Here.
Mr. Wojcik?
Here.
Ms. Kohler?
Here.
Mr. Wunder?
Here.
Mr. McKee?
Here.
Ms.
Okay. So, does anybody have any issues with the meeting minutes from the December 2nd meeting?
Because I would amend that we did head in there to pray for President Trump.
We did. I missed that. Thank you, Brian.
I'll make a motion with that amendment to approve the minutes of October 2nd, 2024.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Abstain.
Okay, so that's out of the way. All right, I'd like to have a motion to open the public comment, limited to 3 minutes per speaker. I don't see anybody here. Do we need to open it when no one's here? I don't think so. So seeing as there's nobody here, I'll close public comment, and then we'll move on to unfinished business. See, we told you we'd get you out of here. Septic system alteration waiver, proposed expansion. Municipality is Lebanon Township, Block 24, Lot 50, location 9 Orchard Street. The Hunter County Health Department has received septic alteration plans dated November 5th, 2024, designed by Erica Bush, PE, for a proposed expansion from a 3 to 4 bedroom dwelling. Design is in full conformance with 77:9A, except for the following, which will need to be acted on by the board. Number one, Lebanon Township Ordinance 6.1C, soil permeability class rating tests shall not be used in soils which are sandy clay loam unless the resulted tests are confirmed by the permeability tests conducted in situ as permitted by code. The engineer shall explain the soil testing results on the property to the board and why an in situ test was not performed to the satisfaction of the board.
Hi.
Hi.
So you know why I'm here. I'm here representing Keith Weinstock. He contacted me. He was, the more I'm thinking about it, he was thinking of selling or staying. And he said he had a three-bedroom house. And so he didn't know if he's going to sell or stay. And I don't remember why. Something about, can he put a pool in or something. So when I was on the site, I asked again, how many bedrooms is the house? He said three. I said, are you sure? And he said, you know, we went back and forth a little bit, and that's why he contacted you, and he goes, actually, it's a four. So I don't know what the old records show. Was it originally a three? So is it truly an expansion?
It was originally, and for you to the board, I received a call from Mr. Weinstock for a bedroom confirmation. This is one of those where the record stated it was a three-bedroom, and mm-hmm. they wanted confirmation of a three or four. What makes a three or four? So I went out and inspected the property, and it was confirmed on 10/24/24 that it was a four-bedroom. The fourth bedroom, three are on the second floor. The fourth bedroom's in the basement, And on that fourth bedroom, it is with a three-piece bath, and the doorway is to the exterior in the basement level. And that does and can constitute a bedroom because there is excess exterior access where they can escape and a fireman can come in, save them, or get them out, and that's considered a fourth bedroom. So it was, in my terminology for an assessor, changed from a third to a fourth bedroom house.
Now, let me ask a question.
Yes, ma'am.
I think, is it when they're in the house, not in the basement? I don't know about the basement, but do you have to have a closet for it to be, or otherwise it's a sleeping area? It had a closet. And it counts down in the basement if that's the same criteria.
Okay. So it was obviously added later.
It was. He did an addition back in, let me see if I have that. He did an addition back in 2021, and I believe it was there in 2021, but I guess it wasn't allowed to be a bedroom at the time, but then I guess it was allowed to be changed.
Was there permits, inspections?
There were permits. Inspections, that's up to code enforcement. It was assessed. But it was considered a bedroom now after 2021 when I went back.
Well, it's being considered, but it is actually legal. We don't know that.
That's a zoning question.
If the paper trail didn't fall through from beginning to end.
And zoning question.
And doesn't it, for a septic, for purposes of a septic, your house is, that's rated on bedrooms as how many laterals you have, right? So if it was original at three and now it's a four, they may not have enough laterals, right?
Well that's replaced anyway.
We designed it for four.
Yeah. Okay. But that would be the concern if you hadn't
for the
redesigned
board
it for four.
Yes.
Right. So it's just, what is it? What would be considered, what type of permit? And so that's why I'm bringing that up, because it's an expansion.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So can you explain this issue that
we're
dealing with?
Yeah.
So
the loam and sandy and all that, absorptions.
So a sandy clay loam, there's a textural analysis triangle. A sandy clay loam can be a K3, K2, or K1 soils. And I really, when I was out there, it felt, and my expert opinion was, I thought it was going to be K3, and it wasn't. So I don't believe that the soil.
Just let me ask a stupid question. Is K2 better than K3?
No, K3 is better.
K3 would be better. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. So the whole lot is basically the same type of soil. So wherever I went, it wouldn't have changed. But I guess I could go back out there and do a perk test. The homeowner doesn't want to pay for a backhoe and do a perk test. And when I just thought it was K3. I really did. I was shocked that it was K2, actually. Now, as it went deeper, it did get sandier. I could have taken a sample at the very bottom. But then that's sort of, I like to take a sample about where I'm going to put the level, the bottom of the sand, so that there's no surprises. So that's pretty much it.
I see on the plan soil log 1 and 3, but where was 2? Right where the D box is going, I guess. That's what I see.
Two is right by
right
the D box.
Yeah. I mean, the only way you could expand would be, I guess, to the one side and make it longer, possibly. But I talked to Bob Acarella, and I guess it's kind of steep right there. What he was saying.
And it's very undulating, so the you know, it's real hard to get get a flat area so you're parallel to grade.
Yeah, he said it wasn't an easy site really, and he was kind of okay with the K2 reading, if that's what the true reading was. Is that, which soil log was that at? Only one of them? Or?
That was out of soil log 2.
And then what was that depth?
From 69 to 1.
So
69 to the bottom, 129.
10 foot.
So is this soil there considered sandy clay loam?
Yes. So I got that right.
Okay,
it's
so
sort of like
you did a soil permeability test, a class rating.
Yeah.
But that's insufficient according to the health department, correct?
No, according to the Lebanon Township.
According to Lebanon Township, I'm sorry. And so, and they don't want to do a permeability test in C2.
No, Lebanon Township doesn't.
But we do it.
Right. Harden County Health Department is looks at the state code, and then anything that the townships in the county have different requirements for, then it goes to the township because it's their code or their...
Right, but the township will do it, but they have to pay for it.
Do what?
The permeability test.
I know. The homeowner would have to do it. We'd have to pay for it.
That's what I'm asking.
Let me jump in here, if you don't mind. I talked to Bob Baccarelli yesterday, and he said it's an ordinance, a real old ordinance that we did. He thinks from when Steve Reese first came on, you know, way 20 years ago or something, and he was, you know, surprised himself to even see it, that it came up. But
actually, sort of did forget about it, too.
Yeah, he usually doesn't. But he felt that because it was a K2, which was in between the 1 and 3, that was probably going to be okay, he felt.
Bob Vaccarella designed septics or does septic installations?
He's the
county board of health.
Oh, okay.
So that's the feedback I got from Bob.
So the question is, do we change our ordinance?
Yeah, are we too strict?
Well, it ended up coming up with K2.
Which is what? Because I'm not familiar with
which
K1.
Which would be considered, according to Bob, okay.
Yeah.
But not as good as a 3.
Ordinance. According to our ordinance, it's okay?
Well,
no, according to the
county, if the township approves it.
And if the township went strictly by our ordinance, it wouldn't be.
Correct.
That's correct.
And that's why we're here asking for a waiver from that.
I get that. I just I don't understand this K2, K3. Yeah.
You want to see a triangle?
No. It's okay.
Well, basically, it's telling you how fast the soil will absorb the liquid.
But before we get too far into the weeds, this is a fairly simple issue.
Just straight state.
We have an ordinance that says you're supposed to do something if something is there, right? According to the board of the county health department, that's where we are. That the soil does not comport with our ordinance, correct? If Bob Vaccarella thinks it's an old ordinance, we either have to get rid of the ordinance, change the ordinance, so we don't go through this over and over again.
No, you're right.
Yes.
Correct?
Same like with the water, the last time, the water test. Yeah, That's what I'm thinking about.
We don't want to unduly burden residents with antiquated ordinances, right?
Before we change the ordinance, I think we have to dive deeper into this and clearly understand why it was put in and why we should get rid of it.
That's a big scientific study because, like, I've always wondered, why is it 100 feet to the well? That sounds like a very round, even number. Was there any studies done? Maybe it should be 99 feet. You know what I mean?
It's depends just like, on the K1, K2, K3.
Yeah, and you know, you could take piece of particle board and break it all up and do a hydrometer test on it. It might come up a K3. But water's not going to go through it.
Right.
And then you can have rock that you think, oh, this is bedrock, and water does go through. So
that would be the actual doing it in situ to find out.
Right. And I think that's why the board probably wants that. That's probably why the board had it. That's just my 2 cents.
Right. Does anybody know when this ordinance was?
So this is an old ordinance. Probably prior to modernization of septics, like, you know, old septics might have had a tank, a few laterals. Now you have an improved septic with improved fill, so on and so forth. So I'm thinking that this septic, our ordinance probably is, because of new technology that's coming around, probably is a little bit outdated.
Yeah.
But, however, we still have it on the books.
Right.
So this septic that's being designed is completely renovated and renewed.
Correct.
New tank. The curbing you talk about, explain that to me.
What?
Is there a curbing that's going around this? Or
a curb? Like a fill enclosure?
Caps or curbing?
A fill enclosure?
Yeah.
Yes. In fact, there was a little bit of modeling And so the system, if you look on sheet number 3 of 5, the top of the level of infiltration is actually above grade on the high side. So it's not a true mound, but it's
around the perimeter stone.
Fill enclosed.
That's your fill enclosure.
So it's actually bigger than the fill enclosure makes it, you know, bigger than what a 4-bedroom would require if it wasn't enclosed.
I guess my concern is the future of the system. The guy sells the house, and then there's a problem down the road.
Well, that's every single one I do.
True that.
So it's,
he's wanting a waiver for his septic. I mean, it's not your septic. Yeah. And he doesn't want to pay for a backhoe to dig. It's basically one.
Yeah.
One hole.
You know, I asked him, I said, do you want to take the chance or pay? And he said, well, I don't know. And I said, look, if they don't approve it, then I'll come out and do it. But figured we'd try it. Because he's not moving. He's like, it's a big rush. So he just said, yeah, see if the board will approve it. And yeah, he's not like, oh, I want to get the waiver. And I need the waiver.
You want to get the sample down to 10 feet, basically, then? Is that where you're?
That's what I'd probably do.
So we'll just have to ramp it off so you can get down there.
Well, as he pulls it out, I'd do it. I'd probably grab a sample and do 2 permeameter tests.
Oh, so you don't have to do a perk test, then, just another soil test.
Right. Oh. And I didn't have enough soil to do the, because I grabbed a sample, but it wasn't enough to do 3 tubes. You know, fill them up, and there's just not enough, and you need 3 replicates. So I couldn't have done that.
I got you.
Fine. If they go down 10 feet, that's where the bottom of the septic would start and come up.
Well, they already did the 10 foot.
Right.
Right, and it was okay.
And it definitely got sandier as it went down. And I tend to try and be conservative when I grab a sample, because sometimes it's a real nice pocket of sand in there, and I'm not going to grab that. I'm going to try and, as he digs, I take a little bit as he goes, so it's the whole horizon.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it usually gets sandier down below.
Yeah, and also, this is one sample, like, from the whole thing. Maybe if I had got another sample and run it, maybe it would have been a K3. Maybe it would have been a K1. But this is just like one little shot at it, and this is what it is. But, I mean, I'm very confident the septic will work in this soil. It was a surprise it wasn't a K3.
Was soil log 1 or 3 better?
I think number 1 was the best. It's always the way it is. The first one is like, hey, this is great. And then you go try and find a mate to it, and you can't. So, and I do take samples not out of the best hole, out of the worst hole. Should have remembered.
So if you went out there to do another hole, you could go to the other side of 1.
Yeah, but I don't think that the bed would fit in there. Then I'd be back here for a waiver for the grading to the grading of the toe of the slope to the property line.
So that would dictate it to be moved somewhere.
Yeah.
Over. Well, that's kind of what Bob said too. That he didn't feel that he had much wiggle room there.
Nope.
In terms of the placement, not in terms of the soil.
Right.
Excuse me?
In terms of the placement, not the soil.
Because of the slope. It's in, like, as good as they could do, but if they do another hole and they have to move it over, the slope is changing. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Can we wait with? I mean, is this something that can? Does he have a time situation going on here where we maybe can look at that ordinance, run it by?
Well, that's
our engineer.
Right
now, it is what it is. Mm. I mean, we have to,
and then have verify.
Is this an improvement from where they are?
Oh yeah.
Sure. Okay, it's an improvement. Mm. Your concern was how long it would last.
To last our lifetime. Unless, you know, the contractor puts it in, doesn't do it, right?
You know. And the other point is it's this individual septic, so, you know, why are you aware?
We could agree with the waiver, but the township's not going to be responsible.
Right. We're in a tough spot.
Can the homeowner indemnify the township?
We have to even ask the lawyer if it would hold up. Sometimes they can say things like that, and then we're still responsible. I mean, that's what I was thinking. Could we get the ordinance, if they don't have to do this right away, get the ordinance looked at?
I don't disagree.
And then maybe roll it off the books and then have them come back.
We have the ordinance book.
Well, I know, but do we need it, or do we roll it back? We'd have to have an expert look at why it's even in there. If they say we don't need it based on new systems.
I thought Steve was just trying to be over careful. Steve Reese, that's what he thought. I mean, you could drag
we
it
could
out
call him. I have his personal information.
Steve.
Steve.
Well, I mean,
we got to figure out when, because it doesn't say what the date on here when it was actually put in.
Yeah, we don't know the date of this ordinance. Don't understand.
Yeah.
Well, I do know the homeowner wants to do this. He wanted to already start.
No, I understand all these issues.
We're getting into pretty lousy weather, too.
This
time of year.
Frozen ground.
You know, is the system that's there working?
Yeah, he said it's sometimes it gurgles a little bit. It's very old, but it's still working. So,
I thought we had approved other septics where we said we take no responsibility for the future of that, the working of that septic. I think we've done this before.
Wouldn't somebody new buying that home have a septic inspection, and if either it would pass or it wouldn't pass, right? They have to do a hydraulic test.
Yep.
And all of that stuff. And if the new homeowners that were going to buy it didn't like it, they'd make the homeowner fix it. Right?
He added the bath in 2020, too. He put an additional bathroom in there just to give you a heads up. So I don't know what that...
Yeah, but that didn't... He didn't expand the septic to accommodate the new bathroom.
Or we approve it with a memo in there. It's not a deed notice. What's it called? The other thing? Like if you do a ultraviolet light... We put in the approval.
Restriction? Deed?
A deed restriction.
Deed restriction?
No, not deed restriction. They have another name for it.
Yeah, the ultraviolet light is for the water system.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. So it's just
something like that.
Title something?
That we required them to have an ultraviolet light. What is that?
What's that going to change the permeability?
Why would you want to put an ultraviolet light?
No. Just something.
The language that we put in when we required them to protect us.
Well, I don't know what language we're going
to
put in.
Well, I have to tell you that the buck always stops with the engineer. Something happens, it's not going to come to any of you or the township.
You said you're not going to be here, though, probably.
No.
Correct?
Well, I don't know. How
are you? We're in a board of health now. That's okay. You can hang out. We're talking about indemnification.
Unfortunately,
we're talking about real good stuff.
Yeah.
A technicality is that we're breaking our own law.
Yeah.
Well, that's
why it's a waiver.
That's why it's a waiver.
It's no different, in my opinion, than hiring an administrator when you don't have the administrator on the books anymore and saying, we didn't really need that ordinance.
Oh.
Yeah, right.
So
let's not go down that rabbit hole.
The one I think of.
So this thing has been designed for 4 bedrooms and all the baths. Correct.
Yeah, you could have 20 bathrooms in one bedroom. So it's always the number of bedrooms.
Okay.
Or 20 bedrooms in one bathroom, that's trouble.
Well, we're kind of in a quandary here. I mean, it's definitely better than what it was, so it's an improvement over the existing. However, there is a little gray area as to its ability to percolate over time, according to our ordinance.
We'll have to do some research.
We either have to...
Well, I am also replacing the zone of treatment and the zone of disposal a lot. Like, I'm not just putting in 4-foot zone of disposal. So it's even... it's just way, way better than what the code... What I think your code is requiring.
So we either take Vaccarella's position
and say, well, the ordinance is really is now outdated, and we give a variance for this given the conditions of how it has been designed and approved by the County Board of Health. Remember, they've approved it. They're only saying we are not approving it. So the question is, are we being overly have more requirements than the county has for this, and what is the rationale for it?
Well, you know, Mark is going to be here in a couple of
he's
minutes.
He's here. I saw he came in. He's
we
over.
We could ask him about the indemnification.
Yeah, if we can be indemnified, I feel
yeah, me too.
Comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I feel better.
He might be out in his car.
No, he walked in. I just saw him. He's either in the lunchroom or right in
I'll
there.
I'll go get him. I'll get him.
He's right in there. Because he saw me and walked the other way. Yeah, man, Brian, I got to go with your gut since you're the septic expert around here.
I don't think there's much more you're going to do with it, really. And that's because there's talk about Vaccarella.
Yes,
right.
Yeah, yeah. And he says it's okay.
He thought that was about as good as we were going to do.
What would you do in a case if it was, instead of K1 or K2, if it was K3?
Oh, it has to
be
ordinance
again.
I mean, K1, sorry. Yeah. What would you do in that case if he had K1 soil?
Make it bigger.
I don't know. I probably wouldn't have sampled it. I'd probably look
bigger?
For better soil. Because I really felt when I was there, it was K3. I thought it was much sandier than it tested to be.
I don't know. Hold on.
Or
hold
more
on,
clay
right,
than
right,
I thought.
Right.
Oh, he's got
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Because even if you do that, if it goes down to a certain level, it's going to stop if it's non-permeable anyway, like solid clay.
Well, I think in that area, you're going to hit rock.
Or
you're going to hit fractured rock.
First, let me give you the letter.
Limestone.
I don't know. I think it's more of like a gneiss or a salt rock.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think limestone. I don't know if you have limestone around here.
Hey, Mark,
you got a lot of limestone.
On top is the letter from the county, and then I just copied some stuff out of the code book. Kim copied it for me.
He's going to take a look.
Yeah.
Just bear with us, folks, in the audience. We're clearing up a finishing up with Board of Health meeting. So.
Not if we give him a variance. If we give him a variance, he's got the approval.
Then he's okay, yeah.
But the only way we would do that is if we're held harmless. Is what
the only way is
yes.
we're held harmless.
Mm-hmm.
As long as the consigliere agrees with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, me with ordinances.
See, the issue with that ordinance is, according to the county engineer, this is a very old ordinance and probably does not apply anymore. And so we have a dual question. One is
where does he say that?
He doesn't say it there. Oh. This was a conversation that Brian had.
Overbuilt. Like, in other words, he overcompensated just to make sure that everything was okay.
The ordinance.
But systems have been upgraded since he
right.
did
That's
that.
That's what I think. You know, the systems have new technology, and the ordinance has been on the books for a long time. But we don't have anything on it.
So there are really two questions. One is if we give a variance, then we also get a hold harmless as part of it for doing that. And the second is if we don't need this ordinance, we got to get rid of it.
The portion that I need is not included.
Who, the engineer?
No, I only have this letter from Brian had given me a portion of the ordinance, but it's not. That's the next page.
That's all I got for
you. Okay. So my first question is this one provision, it's citing 6.1c, which I don't have the full thing, which requires a soil permeability test, right? The test is not done. Wasn't done.
It was done.
It was done.
Yes.
Okay.
But I did not do an in-place test.
You did not?
Oh, yeah.
So then it says, you explained that I wasn't here, so you explained the results of the test, right? Mm-hmm. And then why the in-site test wasn't performed? That's part of the ordinance. So she can give the ordinance. The engineer can give the rationale as to why it wasn't performed.
Right.
And you can. Okay. Well, then again, I don't have the. So if you're satisfied with that, right?
We're satisfied with it.
Okay.
However, if for whatever reason the septic system fails, are we held liable?
Well,
down the road.
You're asking this in a vacuum. I know nothing about what you're talking about,
sure.
Right? So to the extent that the engineer complied with the requirements and you're satisfied with it, it would seem to be that's a basis for which you can say, okay, as long as you're satisfied with the results or the explanation given by the engineer. I'm not an engineer. I played an engineer, but you know, I couldn't tell if it's good or not.
Right.
I would imagine to the extent that you're willing to accept it, you can always put conditions on approvals, right?
Right, that's what we're kind of
looking at. What conditions are you talking about?
I don't know. I don't know enough of this, Abe. I just was walking
well,
in.
Well, listen, we're not experts
I know.
Either.
So I'm just saying is that
muddle through this.
The reason why what was the reason why you didn't do it on site?
Because I thought it was a K3 soil, and it was not.
I'm sorry?
I thought it was a K3 soil, and it was not.
You thought it was,
yes.
But it was not.
No.
So let's say, and I don't know what K3 soil is. I grew up in Camden. We didn't have soil.
Contaminated.
Well, now we didn't have it. So what if that was the type of soil type, does it? What's the impact?
Not really much since the new code, because we replaced the zone of treatment and the zone of disposal. So it really doesn't have too much bearing.
What does it, you said K3 soil?
Yeah.
What is K3 soil?
It's a predominantly sandy soil.
Okay.
Versus the amount of clay and silt.
Right. Okay. So is it good to have sandy soil for this?
Right.
All right. So
it's in between the worst and the good.
Okay.
Yeah. It's in the middle.
It's in the middle.
All right. So would that impact the system as well? Because
no.
The type of soil type that it is will have any effect, in your professional opinion, on the operation of the system?
No.
Will it have any negative impact on the operation
No.
of the system? What part of the system is going to be going through this soil?
The zone of it will, the bottom of the middle of the zone of disposal. I know it doesn't make sense, but
well, I sort of can get that. Because again, I grew up with sewer, not septic.
But there's I think only Reddington Township is the only other township that has this extra requirement apart from the state code.
Right.
So the rest of the state doesn't recognize this, and they and all the septics are working. So I think the ordinance is a little bit old or restrictive.
Yeah, this may be a question for you all. So this is a new system or a replacement system?
A whole new system for an existing house.
All right, for a new house or
for an existing house.
Oh, for existing house. So, and again, some of you have been here longer. Has this issue ever come up before? Can we go back?
Whether I have not seen the
this
soil.
Particular one, no.
I have not. Yeah. No.
Okay.
Question for you. Is design the system for K2?
No, it's designed for the C33 rate.
Which is a select
1.61, which is K3. Right. But as I said, I'm replacing both the zone of disposal and the zone of treatment. And so the K value really doesn't matter. I mean, it does matter in that's what it is, but it's not going to affect the system working.
So we're back to the question. I think generally, as long as we are somehow held harmless in this, we're willing to give a variance for whatever is necessary to allow them to build this septic. I don't see any big problems other than our own ordinance. Mm-hmm. The question is our own ordinance valid at this point?
You back well, that up. It's an improvement from where we are now.
No, I get that. I don't know. It's not a matter of – it's not so much valid or invalid. I mean, I would imagine – again, I don't know anything about septic systems, but, you know, the testing is there for a particular reason. And that's why you can grant variances, right, from that perspective. You know, I don't know enough of what effect this type of sand would have or not have in San Luis Obispo. But I know, but that plays into my decision making.
The county has already said this is fine.
I know, but that's not in writing anywhere.
It's in
the package.
It's in the package, sure it is.
We have a letter from the county Department of Health that says.
Yeah. It says that the township can approve the waiver.
Is it on? I only have the November 19th.
That's the one.
Unfinished business of the December 4th.
This is not the one from. No, this is from the health
November
officer.
November 19th?
Yeah, November 19th is the date.
Yeah, from.
On the top.
Mm-hmm. It's from, and signed by the health specialist.
Yeah.
Robert Vaccarella.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it says it's in full compliance, except for that section of the code.
Correct.
Right?
That's our ordinance.
I understand that.
Okay.
Yeah, I get that. And that's what that's what he's saying. So it doesn't comply with that.
With that ordinance, which may be an outdated ordinance and unnecessary.
Okay.
So if we can grant a variance, then I guess the only concern
or waiver from the requirement.
Grant the waiver. The only concern we have is if 10 years, 15 years down the road, this thing fails, are we culpable?
Well, I mean, granting people grant waivers of board hearings all the time, right, for placement of things, and you know that's a decision made based upon the evidence presented. Because who knows who's going to explain whether or not what the failure, the cause of the failure system is, right? I don't think you're going to pinpoint it because there's K3 soils or not K3 soils, whether they're tested or not.
Yeah.
You have an engineer, I guess you're the applicant engineer, right?
Correct.
That's your business, who's provided testimony. The only thing I would say that would be missing is that if you had your own engineer to take a look at it and see what their impact would be, right? That's like any other application or any considered, you know, what he's saying, hey, you can grant everything that's in conformance, but they're not opining it with respect to whether or not it's required. I mean, that would almost require another engineer to say, hey, you know, give that advice. I can't give you that advice.
Okay. I guess my position is I'd be willing to grant the waiver. I think we can look at the ordinance later. I don't expect this one. A septic to do any damage to the township at all. It's far more improved septic than exists there right now. So I feel comfortable with the way.
Can I just ask, I'm sorry, one question. What's the harm, I guess, or the heart? Is there a hardship to do the test as required?
It was just, it would be a matter of going back out there and doing it, hiring a backhoe and me and have the homeowner home. So the homeowner said, I said, they won't, not necessarily a guarantee they'll give you the waiver, but he said, well, let's give it a try. If he has to, we'll go back out and do
it. Right.
Was that a motion?
I hate to make residents spend more money.
Was that a motion you made?
But I had to ask the question.
I'm going to second Abe Abakowski's motion.
Yeah, I think we should just, I'll roll call. Yes.
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 Okay.
Thank you very much.
You just gave birth to a septic system. Yeah.
Next, you're going to be having triplets.
Aye, aye, aye.
You know, every day.
Sorry about all that.
It's fine. It's fine.
I'm just going to go get a glass of water. Oh, that's right.
Remember, your 6-foot spacing was said to be scientific, too.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion. Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Thank you, everybody. Just give us a minute, folks in the audience.